Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today the topic is Nothing Bad Happens. Last week, you may have caught a Facebook Live broadcast that I did from the beach during sunset.
I feel like this weird place where I'm so blessed and I can't get my head around how amazing everything is. At the same time, I don't know how to fix everything that's broken, and I don't know if anyone's ever had that feeling, but I guess I just wanted to share the sunset.
I was crying and sniffling and snotting and I was overwhelmed with the world, with the pain and the joy and the miracles and the suffering, and I just cracked open, maybe. Earlier that day, I had spent time with my mom and helped her trim the tree, and just a lifetime of holiday memories were just like coming through, and I got really emotional seeing my mom, you know, breaking out boxes of old decorations. I like put in ornaments on the tree that I made, you know, with macaroni and glue and crayons and things like that. And then the news of the day, reading about tragedies and injustice. And then as I was walking the beach and the sun was setting and it was so gorgeous, and I put on my headphones, Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen, and I just cracked open. And I shared that publicly, and I left it up, and I felt good about it. And afterwards, a number of people came up to me and they were like, "Are you feeling better? Oh, it's good that you're feeling better. It looks like you're feeling better. Are you feeling better?" And I wanted to say, I didn't feel bad. I just felt. And a number of people that contacted me got that and were so appreciative. And I'd actually sharing this experience and sharing this emotions and sharing this like intensity really made me feel like, that's part of my purpose here. That's one of the reasons why I'm on this planet, is to kind of turn up the volume in whatever it is that I'm experiencing. So, you know, when I'm feeling vibrant and flamboyant, then I'm all pink and covered in fur. And when I am distraught, I'm wailing in a public place. And in an attempt to kind of like push the acceptable boundaries of experience. And it's part of my art. It's part of my art as my life, as my expression of my humanness. And wrapped in all of that is this awareness that nothing bad happens. Things are uncomfortable. Things are painful. Things are not enjoyable, but they're not bad. See the difference? Because we never quite have the vantage point to judge if something is good or bad without a lot of distance. Sometimes more distance than we can even get in a lifetime. It may be, you know, generations from now before we understand why a Trump presidency was so good for the long-term future of our planet. Like, oh, remember when we thought that was going to be terrible? And then it turned into a global peace movement that became a single government and then allocated resources in a way that made us get off of fossil fuels, and we became all solar, and we eradicated poverty, and all because of that one crazy right turn into Trump land. But there's other things that happen in your life that you do have the ability to see, sometimes very quickly, sometimes years later. I like to say that, you know, how many people have ended a relationship or had a relationship end? And as you're bawling and, you know, watching movies and eating ice cream going, I can't live without them. And then 3 years from then, go, thank God they're not in my life anymore. Because you just need some context. You need some distance. You need to be able to place things and understand how things are gifts. I'm reading this great book, Life on Earth by Mike Dooley. And there's tons of great stuff in it. But one of the things he says was talking about that no bad things happen. He talks about that a lot. And he says that, think about gravity. If you hold out a rock, it's going to drop to the ground because its gravity will find the quickest, fastest way to pull something to the earth. It doesn't have judgment. It's not trying to punish the rock. It's not going to treat a different rock any differently. It's just what gravity does. And the universe does the same thing with pulling us towards where we need to go. And it simply pulls us through the experiences that give us the lessons that we need to be who we're going to be. Without judgment, without punishment, simply as a law of nature, a law of the universe. And I really liked that. And it allowed me to kind of let go of some experiences that, you know, I wasn't enjoying, because I'm like, oh, well, I'm being pulled through. This is, welcome to this lesson. I didn't even see it as a lesson. I just thought I was making a bad choice or whatever. And the more I think about this, the more this keeps coming up, the more this awareness of things that could have been thought of as bad sometimes turned out to be magnificent blessings. When I was hanging out with my mom, we were talking about this. I'm talking about like some of the things in our family that on paper could have been the most horrible, you know, things that happened to our family turned out to be incredible. When I was, I think in eighth grade, my mom went to treatment for alcoholism. And this potentially like, oh no, mom's an alcoholic, brought the whole family together. We went through family therapy. And in many ways, that's when we really started acting like a family. And if you've seen my posts and my pictures and all the, you know, glowing ways that I talk about my family, we have an awesome family. And I doubt we could have been as close and as honest and as, you know, interconnected and trusting without having to go through that. And my mom brought up also that her breast cancer, potentially one of those, you know, low marks on the graph of life, she's so grateful for it. She said, I learned the grace of God, that she had an experience on top of all the support and love that she got from friends and community. She felt an acceptance. Not that she was going to get well, not that she was, you know, blessed and therefore would heal, but just was, she was accepted and loved and totally embraced by God. And it was this bad thing that gifted her this life-changing awareness that has stayed with her. And, you know, I track through all these things that have happened in my life that, you know, I could write the script and make it a bad thing, like when I was on the dating show Studs and was rejected by three women on national television. That could have sucked. And in the moment, it kind of did. But it led to an awareness of who I was and a love of performing and a realization that I like to tell stories and all these understandings of who I am that was an incredible blessing. Even like the death of my grandfather was such a gift. And so with that awareness that nothing bad happens, you just might not understand it can change everything, and it can really make the struggles more tolerable. I know that sometimes can be really hard to grasp, like how could this possibly be good for me? But that's one of those places that, you know, I think the older you get and the more life works out, or the more you realize why that struggle gave you the strength, the more you just to have faith that it will continue to be that way. I like to tell the story, and I'll say that I've been unable to confirm this with anyone who's ever worked at the biodome, but the biodome experiment in Arizona was this fully enclosed biosphere where they were trying to see if they could get a fully contained plants and animals and kind of like practice for colonization on Mars. And within this dome, they would monitor everything. And at one point, these trees started falling. And so the arborists and the plant doctors and the scientists came in and they tested and they were trying to figure out, is there some, you know, root rot? Is it got a fungus? Is it, you know, what's happened to the trees? And they couldn't find anything wrong with the trees. They seemed like healthy trees. Until they realized that the trees in this dome had never been exposed to storms. They'd never had winds rock them and rains batter them and get battered back and forth, which stimulated the root growth to give it the base, to give it the anchor and the foundation that it required to grow into the tree that it was meant to be. And without the storms, it did not have the root structure, and it got to a certain point and it collapsed. It was unprepared to be the tree that it needed to be. And I love that metaphor as a way of seeing our struggles not as bad things, as the preparation. If you are going through something horrific, imagine what a gift you will have to give when you are on the other side of it, when somebody is struggling like you were, and you can go, I've been there. That is how we become something more than just a consumer. We become a light for others. This last week, I was gifted the educational experience of trying to deal with some government programs and figuring out some healthcare stuff. And so over the course of several days, but there was one day in particular where I was calling and phone trees and on hold and getting one message from one person, call back and a different message. And after 45 minutes, then they, oh no, you should have called them. And you know, and then, oh, you got to drive here. And then can you please fax that to us? I'm like, fax that to you. Can I just take a time machine to where you were yesterday and talk about this? Because that's the only way I'm going to find a fax machine. And at one point, I had to drive to a location to get a form in the rain. So I'm driving there and park the car. And as I'm going through the office building, the security guard is super friendly to me. And I, you know, it was really friendly back. And then I struck up a conversation with the receptionist. And then on the way back out of the building, I said, you know, some more like appreciation to the security guard. And as I was getting in the car, I'm like, you know, I really like, this was fun. Like, I really enjoyed just being forced to have interactions with strangers. I spend so much time kind of isolated that I should try to get out more. And I go, maybe, you know, maybe I should even like try to get a job of like an assistant to somebody so I can like run their errands for them. And I'm like, what? I literally have written on a piece of paper of a to-do list, get assistant to help run errands. I, in my mind, had this as something that was bad, as a task I didn't want to do, as things, and as a role, and once I did the thing, I'm like, oh, hey, this is awesome. I want to do more of this. I was like, when I was a little kid, my parents would try to take me to the beach. And every time we would go to the beach, I would go, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And then every time we were there, I go, I don't want to go home. I love it. I don't want beach. And it's like, I am saying this to myself here, but it is amazing how often the story about something, whether it's bad or whether it's going to be frustrating or whether it's going to be unpleasant or a waste of time, that story is what is causing the suffering. Actually going through the motions might be pleasant, but at the very least, it's good. So I am celebrating all that is good. I am celebrating that there's so much not bad. Maybe that's the difference. Is good the same as not bad? I'm so grateful for the intensity of this life experience. You know, what a gift to be conscious in this body, in this fertile planet, in this amazing time in history, and to be conscious and able to question and doubt and live this incredible adventure drama with its highs and lows. I mean, this is exactly what I asked for. I assume, you know, when I chose to be born into this lifetime. So, bravo, me who chose this lifetime. It has been and continues to be mind-blowing and tear-flowing, just like I like it. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I hope that your tears and your triumphs are giving you everything. Maybe not that you want, but that is good. Thank you. I love you.